you feel drained, like life's throwing everything but the kitchen sink at you? Well, hold on, self-care warriors, because you've landed in the right place. This is Hold My Purse, the podcast where we ditch the guilt and embrace some serious badass self-care because, let's face it, self-love ain't selfish. It's essential. I'm your host, Ro, and here's the thing. I am obsessed with helping you navigate this crazy world with a full cup and a fierce heart. You see, I believe that when you prioritize your well-being, you become a freaking powerhouse. You ready to unlock your inner badass and build a life you love? Then hit that subscribe button because this is where the magic happens. So on today's show, we're going to explore the world of emotional triggers. These are those moments when something seemingly insignificant sends us spiraling into intense emotional reactions. Whether it's a comment from a friend, a memory from the past, or even a particular smell, emotional triggers have the power to hijack our rationality and throw us completely off balance. But fear not, I got you. Understanding our triggers is the first step towards regaining control over our emotional responses. So let's get this party started. All right. So research suggests that emotional triggers often stem from past experiences, especially those that were traumatic or deeply impactful. These experiences create neural pathways in our brains, essentially programming us to react in specific ways when similar situations arise in the future. The amygdala, a part of the brain responsible for processing emotions, play a key role in this. When triggered, it can trigger a fight or flight response, leading to intense, I'm talking intense emotions. But here's the catch. Our triggers aren't always obvious. They kind of lurk beneath the surface, disguised as seemingly harmless situations or sensations. And that's why self-awareness is so key, y'all. We've been talking about self-awareness for a long time, but being self-aware of what really is going to trigger you is so important. By paying attention to our emotional reactions and exploring their underlying causes, we can begin to identify our triggers and gain insight into why they affect us so deeply. Just like everybody else, I have some serious triggers and I have been working on them so hard, y'all. And I was talking to my daughter Autumn about her triggers. I was like, hey, you know, what kind of triggers you? What gets you riled up? And I learned that we have one common trigger, and that is rejection. And as a Capricorn, if you're into astrology, Capricorns hate rejection. I have been looking for a new job opportunity for a while. I'm kind of being a little bit more picky and intentional this time. And I've received my share of rejection letters. And for a while, I was feeling really down, like, what is it? I know my shit. I also hate dating rejection because, you know, I'm like, I'm cute. I'm fly. Like, what's up? And lastly, and this is probably the worst one, and it has impacted me the most, and that is the presence of negative people. I get so triggered by negative energy that I sometimes cannot even function. And honestly, I've worked really hard to manage these triggers, and I'll share with you in a minute what some of my coping mechanisms are. So, what can we do once we've identified our triggers? That's where coping strategies really come into play. From mindfulness techniques to cognitive reframing, there are countless tools at our disposal for managing our emotional responses. One powerful technique is called grounding. This involves bringing our focus back to the present moment by engaging our senses. Whether it's taking deep breaths, focusing on the sensations of our feet on the ground. Like, for instance, I like to walk barefoot on the grass because that sensation, that feeling helps make me present. Also, when you're walking, just checking out the sights and the sound around you. Grounding can really help us regain our composure when we feel overwhelmed by our emotions. So now let's talk about some tactics. We talked about grounding as a technique to help you stay present when the trigger hits, but there's also tools in your emotional toolbox that you can leverage. So let's explore some of those additional strategies you can use to manage those charged moments. One is mindfulness. Just like any athlete trains their body, we can train our minds to be more aware of our emotional landscape. Techniques like meditation or journaling can help us identify our triggers and emotional patterns. Imagine meditation as taking a mental step back to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, while journaling will allow you to track your emotional responses over time, helping you to see the connections and develop better coping mechanisms. By combining these two, not only can you observe your thoughts, you can also track how you respond, so that can help you come up with whatever coping mechanism will work best for you. Cognitive reframing. So our thoughts significantly influence how we experience our emotions. So when a trigger hits, our brain might jump to a negative conclusion. You know what that sounds like. When I thinking about my job search, I'll apply for a job and I'll be like, there's no way I'm going to get that. That's that negativity, man. You got to get rid of it. So cognitive reframing is about challenging those negative thought patterns and replacing them with something more powerful. So for example, instead of thinking this is a disaster, we can reframe it and we can say, this is a challenge and I have the skills to handle it. By reframing our thoughts, we take back control over our emotional responses. And as I mentioned, I freaking hate rejection, but here's a powerful way I like to reframe it, and that is thinking of it as a stepping stone. So I literally will say to myself, so for every no I hear brings me one step closer to the big yes I'm searching for. Let me repeat that. For every no I hear, it brings me one step closer to the big yes that I'm searching for. And let me tell you, it works every freaking time. So the next time you get passed over for a job or a date, use it as your motivation to keep refining your skills and putting yourself out there. Remember, you, my friends, are the perfect match, whether it's the job or the person you're looking for, it's out there waiting for you. And number three, healthy boundaries. So sometimes the best defense is a good offense. So setting healthy boundaries with people or situations that consistently trigger us is crucial for emotional well-being. Boundaries are like communication guidelines that help us protect our time, our energy, and our mental space. So this could involve saying no more often, limiting contact with certain individuals, and you know you got some people that you need to push back on, or even removing ourselves from triggering situations altogether. I'm going to say this a million times, but remember this, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. By incorporating these tactics along with grounding techniques, you'll be well equipped to navigate those emotional triggers with greater awareness, control, and resilience. Of course, healing from our emotional triggers is an ongoing process, one that's going to require patience, self-compassion, and sometimes professional support. Therapy, whether individual or group-based, can provide a safe space for exploring your triggers and developing healthier coping mechanisms. Or sometimes you just need to give yourself a damn break. Either way, there's support out there for you. As you navigate these emotional triggers, just know the most important aspect of healing is learning to be gentle with ourselves. Because let's face it, we all have triggers. They're nothing to be ashamed of. But by embracing our vulnerabilities and seeking support when we need it, we can transform our triggers from sources of pain into opportunities for growth. All right, y'all. Up next, Aria Speaks. Hey, Aria.
Hey, Mimi.
I love you. I want to do something a little bit different today. I wanted to ask you, what makes you mad or upset?
Whenever people talk to me, I don't like when they're supposed to talk to me.
What do you mean? Tell me a little bit more. Like, give me an example.
So, like, when I'm not doing bad things and they think I am.
Oh, so you don't like for people to say you're doing something that you're not doing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and so what do you do when that happens? Do you say something? What do you do?
I just get mad and angry.
You do? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you should let people know when they say something to you that's not true. But you got to be, I guess, nice about it. So if someone says that you're doing something and you're not doing, instead of screaming and saying, I'm not, you just say something like, well, I'm sorry you feel that I'm doing that, but I am not. This is what I was doing. So you can find a different way to express yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't like to see you get upset, you know? No. What else you want to share? Anything else you want to share?
Yes.
Okay, go for it. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
I bet you guys don't know that my dad has a cat.
What's the cat's name?
Zapper.
Zapper. And what do you like about
and
Zapper?
And his last name was Whitmore, like me.
Zapper Whitmore. That's a very clever name. What do you like
Zapper
about
Zapper Whitmore?
What do you like about Zapper?
He does play with strings and he plays with the laser light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So does he like chase the light?
Yeah, you like put it on the ground and then they chase it. But when he goes on the zigzag, he goes like this.
Really? That sounds funny. I love that. Well, I'm glad you like Zapper. You know, I'm allergic to cats, so I can never be around Zapper, but I'm glad you're enjoying him.
Have you ever seen, you know those cats that are bald? Speaks?
What are they called? Do you know?
They're called Speaks.
They're called Speaks?
Yeah.
So I don't know cat culture, so I could not tell you, but that's pretty fabulous. You're going to have to show me a picture of one or a video.
Oh, they don't have no hair.
Like zero hair? Like not even like a speck of hair?
Yeah, there's zero.
Oh, snap. Do they look funny? I bet they're gorgeous.
Sometimes you'll put clown. Once I think... Last year when we went hunting for Halloween, somebody just brought a cat, a speak cat,
uh-huh.
And then it was like wearing a clown costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't go trick-or-treating with y'all, so I missed that. I bet you that was kind of cool.
This year you can come, because they're going to be the Wizard of Oz.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're going to be the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, that's nice. And... By the way, do we have to think about Halloween? Like, it's like 7 months away.
Come on. It's almost like...
No. Let's just live in the moment. Let's just enjoy right now.
Stop messing with my hand.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. And I'll talk to you later. You gonna say bye to everyone?
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. That's it for today's episode. We hope you found these insights and coping strategies helpful as you navigate these emotional triggers. And here's some ways that you can take action. Create a trigger log where you track your emotional reactions and identify potential triggers. And next to that, write down some ways that you can cope, whether it be the grounding techniques that we shared or talked about, whether it be meditation or journaling. Think about what would be the best way to take you to a better headspace when you are emotionally triggered. And I'd love to hear from you as you navigate this journey. Go to my website at www.whole-mind-purse.com and share your experiences with emotional triggers and how you're coping and what are you implementing to cope? Because you know what? You got this. I know you got this. And I hope that you will stay tuned for more empowering discussions on personal growth and well-being. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast, and share with your friends. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. Together, let's build a tribe of self-care warriors who own their lives and live it to the fullest. Let self-care be your ride or die companion on this wild journey we call life. Slay those challenges, conquer those obstacles, and as always, keep your self-care purse within arm's reach. Until next time, my fabulous friends, remember to put yourself first and to hold my purse. Peace.